Hello, everyone, and welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I am your host, Sarah Herron, and we are days away from the finale of The Bachelor. We're finally going to get answers to all of our questions, including who Matt James picks, whether he is with that woman, Michelle or Rachel, what is going to go down between Matt and Rachel about this whole racism scandal, what Emmanuel Acho is going to bring to the table after Chris Harrison stepped aside. There are rumors we're going to get Bachelorette announcements and so much more. So I'm really excited for the 3-hour finale on Monday. We're going to have a 2-hour Matt James episode. We're going to see his mom. His brother is on the episode, which will be really interesting after we just saw his dad. And then we're going to have the 1 hour after the final rose, which was pre-taped. There are photos that have been out, released by ABC. You see Rachel, you see Michelle. No Brie, which I thought was interesting because they previously presented it as Emmanuel Acho was going to talk to all three of the finalists, because obviously Brie wasn't able to be at the Women Tell All because she was still in contention for Matt's heart. So I'm kind of confused by that. And then there was a Bachelor fan account that said that Brie unfollowed Matt in every Bachelor account. So maybe she's like a little bitter about a Bachelorette snub or something, but that's all speculation. There's absolutely no confirmation to that. But kind of an interesting note. Here is the official description for Monday's episode of The Bachelor. Quote, as the landmark 25th season comes to a close, the two final women will meet Matt's family and enjoy one last date before he hands out the final rose. After all this, Matt's mind seems made up. But when a shocking last-minute development threatens to alter the course of his entire journey, will he give in to his fears or let his heart lead the way? That could be what has played out with Rachel, obviously, in the news. Or it could be something else, because in the promo, he was crying very hard. So maybe he was going to propose and then whoever he picks doesn't want him to, or maybe he changes his mind. He was going to pick one and goes to the other, or maybe it's alluding to everything we know about what has played out between Rachel in the press and these photos of her at the plantation party and the liked posts with the Confederate flag and everything we've been talking about, I feel like, nonstop for the last couple months. Again, very excited to get resolution with that, which leads us to the official description for the After the Final Rose. Quote, on-air personality and best-selling author Emmanuel Acho hosts an emotional and impactful evening featuring touching reunions, heart-wrenching confrontations, and powerful one-on-one talks with the final women as well as the Bachelor himself, Matt James. Plus, just when you thought the twists and turns were finished, a shocking announcement that will have Bachelor Nation talking. All plays out on The Bachelor After the Final Rose. So, there are rumors going around that this shocking announcement is two Bachelorette seasons. That has not been confirmed, and obviously we won't know for sure until Monday night. There is, I don't want to say what the spoilers are, because one, we don't know if they're true, and two, if you don't want to be completely spoiled, but that's what people are saying, which does lead us into the Katie of it all. Because as I've mentioned on these Friday bonus episodes, there's been a lot of talk about Katie and whether she is or is not the Bachelorette. Quick recap, Reality Steve reported that she was announced the Bachelorette at the Women Tell All. Then he backtracked and said that didn't happen. But Katie still is the Bachelorette. Then he backtracked that and said, not only did that not happen at Women Tell All, but she's also not the Bachelorette. Then we watched Women Tell All and obviously were confirmed that it was not announced. And Katie, you know, had tweeted that she was confused by the reports. But then Reality Steve claimed a couple weeks later that she is indeed the Bachelorette, but the announcement isn't coming until after the final rose. So Katie has played into this a little bit. She's tweeted patience. She's, you know, been posting about the show a lot still. And she also tweeted, quote, about Chris Harrison just today, I stand with the other alumni who have expressed that learning and growth require time. I hope that Chris Harrison continues to take more time to step away while sincerely educating himself and dedicating himself to the work. We can all grow and do better with time, and I hope he does. So kind of, you know, if she's not the Bachelorette, interesting for her to start weighing in again. Maybe it's just because the season's ending. Maybe she's one of the two Bachelorettes. And by two Bachelorettes, by the way, I don't mean that it's going to be like a Caitlyn and Britt situation where they're pitting them against each other. It's supposedly a Katie season or someone else season. And then the Bachelor in Paradise will film during the summer. And then another Bachelorette season will air and film in the fall, the same way Tayshia's season did. And then a Bachelor season in the fall. So it'll be more like around the clock Bachelor. versus what we usually get with a bachelor in the fall, a bachelorette in early summer, a bachelor in paradise in late summer, and nothing in the fall. I mean, nothing in the fall. So the bachelor is more like winter, but you know what I mean? The new year bachelor. So that's the rumor. We'll see. We'll find out on Monday. Again, I'm excited. The Chris Harrison of it all. Yet to be determined. TMZ reported today that the production and lead, entire cast and crew, quote, have arrived at this resort in outside of Albuquerque to quarantine and start filming shortly for the new season of The Bachelorette. And Chris Harrison has allegedly not been spotted there. There were pictures of him golfing the other day, I believe, in Texas. Now, the TMZ story made it clear that, quote, sources connect to him tell us that while he's not in New Mexico right now, that doesn't mean he's been axed from the gig. We're told there are still a lot of moving parts and the network's not rushing its decision. Interesting. I really don't know what they're going to do with Chris Harrison. I think that they want him to come back and that's the plan, but they're waiting to see what happens with this After the Final Rose and how Bachelor Nation's responding. That might not be true. Maybe they're going to announce it at After the Final Rose and they're just playing coy. Either way, I don't know, but I think it's interesting that they've set up shop at this resort in New Mexico and he, you know, is still golfing in Texas. So that's interesting. Emmanuel Acho has done some press over the last couple of days preparing for his After the Final Rose gig. And he has said some interesting quotes about Chris Harrison and about Matt and Rachel. And I wanted to read those. The Chris Harrison quote, when asked whether he should return, he said, this is Emmanuel Acho, the host of After the Final Rose, quote, I don't believe in cancel culture. I do believe in accountability. I think right now he is taking accountability for his actions. Should he return to that role? You have to decide what's in the best interest of Chris Harrison, what's in the best interest of the show and the executive producers, but also what's in the best interest of the cast. They're trying to commit to diversity. You have the first Black Bachelor. What is in the best interest of all three of those primary parties at play, and make decisions that serve the most good. So as I think I've been saying this whole time too, no one totally knows what the steps are after apologies. How long do you have to prove yourself, and what does proving yourself mean that you're changing? It's definitely a part of this accountability versus cancel culture conversation that no one really has an answer to. And I don't know if you ever will. And it's a case by case scenario. And they just have to decide if Chris Harrison should continue to represent this franchise. And if ABC feels comfortable with him representing the franchise, if the people on the franchise feel comfortable with him in the role, it's obviously not a question on whether he's capable of being the host of The Bachelor. In the past, he's been a great host. It's whether he is the right person to lead The Bachelor into this new era of trying to, you know, not be in trouble for potential racist scandals all the time. That's the question. Meanwhile, when asked about how the taping went and about Matt and Rachel specifically, Emmanuel said, Rachel is dealing with all of this racial tense controversy, so that would kind of obviously skew my decision as a Black man if I already knew about said controversy when asked who he would pick, whether Michelle or Rachel. But what I think is so interesting is that watching both of the love connections play out. I think Matt and Rachel have an incredible connection, just affection. Matt admitted that he's falling for Rachel first. And Michelle and Matt, they really vibe, and we saw it and continue to see it over the course of the season. I can't speak for Matt, but I'm excited to watch it play out. So there you have it. Everyone's playing coy. We're going to get our answers on Monday. I think we're going to expect an emotional finale, probably independent of these issues, since they filmed from September to November. Again, all these Rachel things started coming out around the premiere in early January. So I don't think that that's going to be addressed during this initial 2-hour situation. But then we're going to have this 1 hour after the final rose. Kind of shocked it's not longer. They're not stretching this out to 2 nights. Makes me think it's probably going to be dramatic and packed full of information. But I think it's bizarre they're not stretching it out. Maybe they don't want to put too much emphasis on it. But Emmanuel Acho also said, you know, he's known for the book Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man and the web series. And he said he does feel indeed this is the most uncomfortable conversation Bachelor Nation has ever had and needed to have. So I'm excited to watch. I think it's going to be really interesting. It'll be nice to kind of close this chapter out, probably for Matt James too, whether he's with his winner or not. I'm sure it has been a journey in a way he wasn't expecting, and everything that's come to light about Rachel and the conversations this has started about Chris Harrison and about the franchise. And like I said last week, I'm just looking forward to it being fun again, you guys. If they're going to give us this round the clock Bachelor content, which I'm here for and I will gladly cover for Us Weekly and on this podcast. I just want it to be fun. So I can't wait to find out what their plan is. Get confirmation on this whole Katie thing. Again, my gut tells me she's a Bachelor, one of the Bachelorettes, because she's still tweeting about the show so much. Her Chris Harrison tweet made me wonder if she was like putting that out there in case it gets leaked that he is coming back and like where she stands on it. But then it's weird because she's almost like saying he shouldn't be back because whatever. I don't know. Time will tell. Bachelor Nation will be weighing in and we will be here on Us Weekly's Here for the Right Reasons podcast to break it all down. So don't forget to like, subscribe, tell your friends, and come back on Tuesday for our big finale breakdown.